It's the 5th of October. I absolutely love this time of the year because it's my birthday in a couple days. Leaves are turning in the Northeast. Hurricanes are swirling in the South. Wishing everybody in Florida the very best and safest of events there. William Todd here, ICANN2, training week number 9. A big shout out and an enormous thank you to all of those that tapped into the survey and posted their results, answered the questions. The survey has expired, but we do thank you. We usually see somewhere in the area of about less than 10% of people reply to surveys or actually go through the multiple questions or answers and multiple choice options and answer those. We had over 50% of you reply, and the results are outstanding. We thank you for that, and I know that Marty is in the near future going to be sharing some of those results because they are so amazing. But we really want to thank all of you for that because it was so nice for us to see how many of you have grown through this course. And Michael, I think, you know, you probably were just as shocked as I was. Some of those results were just off the charts. But I think what I enjoyed the most was the last question, how many of you would be interested in another course? And, of course, that was the highest response in favorable. So we thank you for that because that says a lot about what we do. Michael, what say you about the results?
Well, not only – I mean, the quantifiable numbers, which I really appreciate having, and we'll be able to share them. But the increase in confidence in your business is huge, because you know how I speak on the law of attraction, and attraction is a force that is akin to confidence. If you're very confident in an idea, then it's going to give you a certain demeanor and vibration when you speak. And that has everything to do with your ability to attract. And so to look at the difference, the numbers were off the charts there, in your confidence level towards your business, that means we have not just the results that we've experienced that you guys have told us about, but that many more to come. And I just want to parlay that into something from a question that came up on my call on Monday night with respect to our last lesson and the idea that you're building a foundation through your customer acquisition, but that's not the entirety of your business. That's the low-hanging fruit for certain, and it is the foundation of a business that can be scaled into a sizable income. But that's predicated on duplication by attracting people into this as a business. And if you've had any reservations about that in the past or even recently, the fact that you have scored how you've scored, and when you see these results, you'll see you're demonstrating a skill and a competence and a confidence in your business. You've been able to attract customers, legitimate customers, and that's something worth teaching somebody else how to do. That's how you scale your business. So your confidence level in attracting people to this as a business opportunity right now should be through the roof, because you now have something you can actually transfer as a skill, because you own it. You own those results. That's all I wanted to say.
Well said. And I also want to mention that we have found as well that the idea, we slipped the question in there about the senior acquisition, the new seniors, because of the incentives that are currently going on right now with NECIN. And we just want to reiterate with that as well that there was some results there, but we haven't really been focused on that until now. So we just want to end the survey results and talking to you about your input, that we know that you change based on repetition of what you're focusing on. So whether we're doing customer acquisition, whether we're doing senior acquisition, whether we're going for Royal Diamond, whether we're going for, check increases, income increases, volume increases, we know now, without a shadow of a doubt, that what you focus on, you become. What you think about, you become. And when we add the repetition to that, we realize that there's just about nothing that we can't accomplish together when we all focus repetitiously. So we're very excited about all of the path.
William, before you leave that point, yeah. I just want to also, if I may, you know, in the last lesson, Marty spoke about what you hold in terms of your thoughts. You don't have to own every thought that comes through your mind. But the converse is also true. You can choose to own some thoughts that you create yourself. That's why goals are so relevant, because what you're actually doing is choosing to focus on an outcome. And through repetition of reading your goals, emotionalizing those goals, carrying them in a written form, and that's a really important part of it. They need to be written, because if they're just a thought, it's not enough. It's not as concrete as if you bring it home and you make it like that chair, like you made that reservation at the restaurant, or you sit on that chair. The more you can own that thought through repetition of that thought, the closer you come to its manifestation. So goal setting, I think, is a very, very important way of applying what we're learning here. And so I would recommend, if you haven't already, set some goals for this month specifically, especially concerning the senior program, because it's a great incentive.
And with that, I Can Too Attitude Lesson 9, Always Commitment. This training course has not been reviewed or endorsed by Nikan Inc. Mr. Marty Jeffrey.
Thank you, guys. And hi, everybody. I want to throw in my thank you for your taking time with that survey and for the incredible response. It makes all that we've done so worthwhile. But, you know, repetition is huge. But if there is one word that really defines a successful person in this business, it's commitment. Now, we talked last week about the Scottish climber William Murray and his profound statement on commitment, where he said that without commitment, there's always hesitancy and the chance to draw back. But now I'm also going to have to mention a man I call the father of spiritual thinking, Thomas Troward. Now, his insight is key at this point in our development. So I'm going to paraphrase his idea, and I'm paraphrasing it because he was a 20th century judge with an incredible command of Her Majesty's English, which makes the message a touch obscure given the time we have for discussion. So if you wish to cross-check my interpretation of this idea, you will find the original insight in his book entitled The Hidden Power. In a nutshell, he said that because our thoughts are things and our nature is to manifest the things we think, we must bring all of our efforts into the correct order to create a worthwhile and clearly defined aim. And then he goes on to say this, and this is the thing that drove me crazy for years. When we hold two opposing thoughts, they neutralize each other. That is, if I will to do something and at the same time have thoughts about not doing that thing, the doing thought is neutralized by the not doing thought. So here it is. Here's why so many of us make decisions and really mean it, but we remain unable to take the action. I think yes, a thought, an object, and then I think no, I can't, a thought, an object. Net result, nothing happens. Neutralized. No action. And I've really consciously decided that I won't do it. I mean, I haven't really thought that. I have kind of mindlessly been thinking I won't or I can't. But one thought still cancels the others. But this is subtle. It's like a mental warfare in a way. I must defend my good ideas from the negative. I can never be ambiguous or hold any duplicity in my commitment, my decision, because that negative thought is a real thing with the same power or charge as the positive thought. And negative and positive charges create a neutral outcome in all of nature. So this makes sense when I realize that thoughts are things. In Lesson 3, we describe creation as a series of events, a thought, word, action, habit. Habits create character, and character defines your destiny. So what Troward is referring to here is the very beginning of this sequence. Thought, it's the beginning of all creation. Every house you see around you was in somebody's mind before they built it and it became a reality. Every act of creation begins with thought. But now comes the word. What are you saying to yourself about this idea or thought you have? Is it a negative thought? Because if it is, you will cancel the positive idea. And when I do this, it can go on and on. I mean, I really may want this thing. And I'm going to call Mary about autoship. And that's followed by the negative thought, or which is usually, by the way, spoken by my inner critic. Now, why would I do that? She's going to think I'm pushing something on her. The minute I do that, that good thought is canceled. So if I want to act on the idea, I must take an action and ignore the negative. Now, I have to make a commitment or the opportunity to act will pass. Like this. I will call Mary tonight after work at 7 p.m. regardless. I'm calling Mary, and that is the action I take. And that decision to take action, when repeated in all my affairs, becomes my character. I'm a doer. I'm not battered by every internal storm my mind can create. I make a commitment to act, and the discussion upstairs is over. If I won't just do the right actions and stop second-guessing and criticizing my decision to act, I am in for more of the same. So I act on a principled thought, not more words or thoughts, action. Remember, if I continue to mull the same thing over and over, the idea is neutralized. I didn't say the idea is forgotten. And I didn't say that you'll like what happened. I said it's neutralized. You'll find yourself in a neutral position again. And it becomes a habit to stall, a habit to overthink. That's why it's so dangerous to overthink small decisions like washing the car or brushing your teeth, because those bad thinking actions form habits. So when I need to have the character, the habit, to do something important, I can't or won't make the decision. Get it? I developed a bad habit, a merry-go-round of positive and negative thoughts. So do what Mike DiMuccio, Ruth Williams, Vance Rogers, and the others have done to achieve their objective. Think the idea and then shut out the negative chatter. The result is the action. Keep doing that in all of your actions, and you will form a habit. Once it's a habit, it becomes a working part of your character. And you'll have a strong, committed character. And once you do that, you have a bigger destiny. And guess what? All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events, issues from the decision, raising in one's favor, all manner of unforeseen incidents, meetings, and material assistance, which no one could have dreamed would have come their way. The simple decision not to second guess, discuss, chatter, or naysay your commitment is to keep that idea, that thought, en route to becoming an action and therefore a manifestation of your I can attitude. So now you see all of it. This is the secret of becoming a self-actualized success. You refuse to think negative after you make a decision to do something. We don't do negative. If I surrender control of my I can attitude to what appears to be a negative situation, I will react to that situation. And more often than not, reacting is inappropriate. On the other hand, if I remain objective in spite of the situation, in other words, if I choose an I can attitude, I will respond to the situation appropriately, thereby creating a winning situation. So in summary, if we wish to maintain and grow an I can attitude, we will have to be committed. I must protect that original idea from being neutralized by me. That should be a great relief. That means not entertaining negative thoughts. So if you're having doubts or misgivings, It can be overcome. It just takes commitment and a refusal to second guess. In the words of Goethe, there is power and magic and genius in a decision. I make up my mind that right here, right now, I can choose an I can attitude. It's a simple commitment, and the process of development begins from that very point. My thought, word, action, habit, character, destiny. You know, character is the hallmark of successful people. They're committed, and that means that they choose the right actions. They're not just in business for money. They're not just in business for a cause. They're also in business to build character. They're in this for good. These leaders have coached, listened to, and encouraged many of you without any profit motive because they have a common purpose, teaching self-awareness and self-care with Niken Technologies to freely share what has been taught to them. But it doesn't end there. While their mind and others in the industry might say it's a waste of their time and that they should concentrate on recruiting through their own group, I'm suggesting the bigger picture is manifesting. And we all get that. We are, all of us, self-concerned or we wouldn't be alive. And we care for others like our family and loved ones. But let me ask you this. What is life asking you to do? I believe the reason we posted those huge numbers in the early days of Niken was because the field was able to eclipse those primal needs of self-preservation to create a movement. The desire to carry a message to people who were suffering became paramount. In the middle of all that activity, individuals forged a stronger, better character. They acted on what we now call principled thinking, and the rewards were huge. Those who could not get beyond self and profits found this business difficult and unrewarding. But here's the thing. In the best of all of us, there is a royal ambassador. The question is, am I willing to stay on purpose to unfold my real character? Or will I allow the small voices in my head to determine my destiny? It's your choice. You now have a much better grip on what was not so obvious to us in the beginning. We must encourage and develop character in ourselves and character in those we sponsor and coach. It begins with our commitment to a customer-centric set of actions and continues and grows with us attracting and training others looking for compensation beyond recognition and money. We, all of us, are creating a culture, a business, a community that is really different, a place where there's caring and support, not just about money, a place in which we have committed to something beyond self, in which we trust that principle will provide the results we want, and we're not naive about that. We also know that principle can only win when we do the actions, in spite of our old habits of entertaining the negative. We, and it's not personal, will win by repetitiously overcoming our own hang-ups. And let's remember that this is not a place where you can get something without giving. We might not even understand all of the actions, but we do them to build character. And that builds our business's character, too. But maybe this hasn't occurred to you, but you are often the first, if not the only, Niken store a potential customer or colleague will see. If you are of good character and customer-centric intent, then they are going to want to learn what you have to offer. If you're faking it, they will only start to become, and then they will become disenchanted. And this home-based career is needed more than ever. I'm not suggesting that we have to be perfect, but it does mean that we have to remain open to share what we are learning and overcoming. It's never been more important. Recent statistics say that 71% of adults in this U.S. study are now having a supplementary income, 22% selling things via an online platform, 12% as independent contractors, 4% through direct sales, and so it goes. And this is like a time capsule in a way because it's a slice of our changing economic reality and the way to adapt. So what was once a bit on the weird side, like having a multiple stream of income, has become very mainstream. The idea of starting with a company and retiring with that company is now considered a fantasy. So the question is not if people are interested in what we have to offer economically. It's more a question of making what you offer pop, what you offer stand out, to be a first choice for a long-term association and financial solution. Now, you may have been wondering if the business model is still relevant. The answer is yes. It's more than ever relevant. And that's not just me talking. Results don't lie. So let's quickly review. What must I do to reach and help more people? All right, so you're the storefront. Don't feel too much pressure, because we already know that they don't care what's in that store until they perceive a need or a want, which affords two glaring possibilities. I can change their perception by asking the right questions and really listening to give the answers, or I can look for people who are already looking for what I offer, like organizations, self-help groups, health clinics, and the like. We can reach people already looking for what we have by reaching out to other caregivers or creating like-minded affiliates. And I'm not suggesting you pay for affiliates or anything like that. I'm suggesting that there are those of you who have many people listening to them. You will find people who are listening to others who are looking for solutions. Some are online. Others are recognized in publications or being recognized at local events as someone that helps with a large number of people. Have you ever heard of someone like that? Well, maybe it's time you ask them what you could do to help them. If you understand what they need to succeed, you will understand how and what you can provide as help. And there are countless people you already know who are walking around asleep, thinking that they are awake, but they are unconscious of their lack of balance. They need us to reach out. Every person, every family, we all need balance. And we have a tool that defines balance. That tool is called the self-awareness quiz. It was developed from a number of ancient tracts used to guide followers to enlightenment in a number of areas. The version we use is adapted from and based upon Nikan's five concepts or pillars. The questions, 10 in each of five categories, mind, body, family, society, and finance, are carefully worded to help an individual understand their current state of balance. Because I want to treat others as I wish to be treated, their answers to these questions are emailed to them, and we have no record of their responses. But many, if not most, will want to discuss the results upon getting them. It's our intent that makes this tool unique. We have a thing called the actions.
Mike, I think we lost Marty.
I think I'm back.
You're all right. You are. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry about that, guys. We have a tool that defines balance called the SAQ. So we were just talking about the fact that most of us will want to discuss the results with our friends. But our interest and what makes this tool unique is the actions form. It's a guide for you. It will help you see where and how to make an informed approach. For example, a very high score from the society concept questions is a strong indicator that this person is already into self-awareness and caring. In the case of a high society score, I'm tipped off that this person is someone who could be very interested in how we do our business. How can we help more people because of NECAM? They really are a candidate for an active customer or a business colleague because they get it. Now, this funnel is not a strainer. It's not going to magically give you the exact thing to say or the exact thing to do. But it will give you a much better picture of this person. And while it doesn't give you the exact words, it is a very deep way to listen for what they need and what they want, rather than just blasting them with everything you know. It is a reason to call. It's a reason to text or email someone about something they might appreciate. You know, you're just being their agent there. Nearly everyone wants more balance. Remember this, the SAQ is only available to ICANN alumni, so use it. We're suggesting this as the tool for your customer and prospecting list. A few of you have requested a description of how to use the SAQ. You might call that existing client and offer them the SAQ, something no one else can offer them, just as a way to check their overall balance. And here's the deal. Emphasize to them that it's up to them if they wish to discuss those results with you. But regardless, tell them that you will call them and discuss or meet with them and discuss the suggestions from the actions form with them. Maybe they have all of their needs covered and they're good to go. Excellent. Or maybe the SAQ has revealed that you do have something tangible to offer. It may be an invitation to join you in your business as the result of the outcome of their financial questions. Or perhaps it's revealed that they have a very real need for a Nikken consumable. We use the action form statements to get an idea of where to go with the conversation. You've opened the door, and that is the first step in forming a relationship. Listen to this, a relationship of mutual interest and trust. If their action form has made a suggestion with regard to health or emotional concerns, always remember, you're not expected to be a doctor or a job counselor, and you don't have to respond right away. You've got a sponsor and a mentor to help you direct them to the best solutions within our resources. Now, if they don't want to discuss the results on the action form, we don't push, we don't pry, because that could mess up a future opportunity to be of service. And it all goes without saying that confidentiality is important. Treat them like you'd like to be treated. And at the risk of really offending you seasoned pros, you really need to listen. Tools do not work if you do not use them. No amount of thinking or intent will see your business succeed. Only right action based on customer-centric principles will get us the long-term results. So for now, follow up on what you have in motion, and if you don't have any results yet, don't take it personal. Start to think about who needs to hear about Nikken. Is your current downline inactive? Call them. Get them to do an SAQ, and then listen to what they have to say. And don't worry about having snappy answers for their questions. Hear them. Remind them that we are Nikken and that we are developing a culture that is totally appealing to an already 71% of the population that is creating a second income. Tell them a bit about your personal growth, your psychological elevator talk, and always remain calm. It's all good, and it's all about to happen with or without them. Of course, we'd prefer it if it would happen with them. If they choose not to buy or not to come on board, remember that we're here to listen, not convince, and not to sell. We may very well get another opportunity when their situation changes. Please understand, we are not pitching or closing. We know the business will come if we stay on principle and we stay active. So here's this week's homework. Survey says some of you still need to get your five auto-ship customers into orbit to complete your business center. Now, if you are complete, please reach out and down and try and help others to get theirs done. Two, follow up with the people you forwarded the SAQ. Call and then listen. Three, send more invitations for an SAQ and ask for the person's permission first. Four, read or listen to lesson 9 once each day for the next week. And five, this is important. Get behind any company incentive regarding product and development by taking the time and effort to really hear what they are offering. If there's a new product, watch for training and product information. Get familiar with the benefits. Remember, our commitment to our customers, it is your privilege to call, text, or meet with your customers to explain what is new. They may or may not be interested, but regardless, this is an opportunity to show them just how much you care. That's it for this week. William, back to you.
Thank you, Marty. And if you all are looking for what I believe to be the most powerful lesson in the last 9 weeks, right up there with I Can Attitude, this lesson right here, I know the homework assignment is to read it once. You may want to consider some repetitious reading with this lesson number 9. This is loaded with power. Mike, I don't know how you feel about it, but that one rocked my world.
I can't wait to get off the phone because I was going to text the both of you and said, wow, so you can eat your wings, Marty. This was a powerful call. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks a
lot. Have a great week, everybody.
Mike and William, just really quick, thanks all of you for the wonderful messages of understanding. Thank you. And good night.
Good night, everybody.